Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to Can We Talk with Jewel. Welcome all of our cherished supporters. As always, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by fundraisingcup.org Ministries. We are so thrilled to have you all back with us again this week. As you know, your ongoing support and donations are invaluable, and I encourage each and every one of you to continue to contribute to this mission of love and light. So please donate to fundraisingcup.org Ministries, and I ask that you also support our guests in their entrepreneurship and endeavors. Okay, so our topic this week is iron sharpens iron. Shout out to all of you light workers out there and truth speakers who see the light in others and instead of thinking of diminishing it, you keep it going and sharpen each other's iron. With that said, we have an amazing guest with us today. This young woman's light immediately drew me in, and I certainly wanted to sharpen her spirit as much as she sharpened mine. I actually came across her in running my various errands around the city, and believe it or not, the day that I came to the store, she wasn't there that day. Her name is Prima. And the gentleman I ran into told me to come back the following day. And at the time, I remember I felt like you're kind of inconveniencing me. I wanted to get this done today, but fine, I'll come back tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you guys, that's how God works. Because when I came back the next day, this beautiful woman must have said, maybe two lines to me as I was there waiting on the gentleman to fix my cell phone device. And we both just started laughing immediately, you know, and I realized this is why I needed to come back today. This woman is just, I can't say enough about her. You guys know I typically roll out the carpet for just about every one of my guests, but this one is someone special. She goes by Prima, which means divine love. She's a light pusher and a light spreader. And I assure you by the end of this podcast, you're going to find out today what being lit is really about. She's an entrepreneur. She's a mother, an amazing friend. And without further ado, I want to thank you, Prima, for coming on to the podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jewel. That was such a lovely introduction. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Prima.
You are so welcome.
I am your love pusher, your light spreader, and I'm excited to be here.
You are so welcome, darling. And can you tell us a little bit more about what it means to be a love and light pusher?
A love pusher, light spreader. I am the advocate for everything, breathing, beginning, ending in love. I don't think we should be doing anything from any other place. And that's
absolutely
what I just want to encourage.
Yes. Yes, absolutely encouraging our sisters and brothers to build each other and act for change. And that change begins with yourself. And that's what I've seen in this woman. I can't get enough of her encouraging posts on TikTok. When I see her outside being grounded, one with nature, she reminds me how much I too love to sit in nature and watch the birds and just everything that emanates from her is positivity, love, growth, peace, and guidance. And I can't say enough, because I told her, as a matter of fact, I already told her that I think she's an old soul, because every time I speak with her, I get this feel like she's been here before. And I know spiritually, I do believe in reincarnation, but on a deeper level, because I feel like people come back and they don't learn anything from their prior experience here, like nothing goes off in their recollection, like maybe I should do this differently. I feel like she's been here, she's mastered it, and then she's just here to guide and help us to get through it. And so that's why I had to have her on. And when I talked to her, we both had this aha moment, and I'm going to let her share with you all a little bit about her own story. But those of you that know me, you know that I'm really transparent on the podcast. Outside the podcast is a different thing. I am not really one to kind of overshare and talk to strangers out on the street, despite, you know, what you guys may think hearing me on this podcast. You probably think she talks to everybody. No, ma'am. No, sir. But when I talked to this young woman, and it didn't take long for me to realize she's one of us, and I started opening up to her about my life story, which I've shared with you all, about what I've gone through in terms of being, you know, put up as a sacrifice with the Masonic group and the various humiliation rituals, gang stalking, all that stuff I shared with you guys in the past. She opened up and shared her experience, a very similar experience at that, with a significant other. And as she was sharing the experience, my eyes opened up so wide, and you guys know I already got big eyes. They opened up so wide, like, sis, we experienced just about the same thing, just on a different part of the map. This is crazy. And I started sharing with her my similarities, and we were like, uh-huh, and then did they do uh-huh, and were they like this, uh-huh? And I said, okay, we got to exchange numbers. I got to get you on this podcast, and I'm definitely going to keep you as a friend. That goes without saying. So I got her number. We finally made the connection, and here we are. I want her to share with you guys a little bit about her experience. And no, this is not going to be one of those trauma bonding experiences, all right, because you guys know we encourage growth here. We're not going to be in a victim mentality. But I do want us to understand that this is happening to other women that don't have the outlet or are comfortable in opening up to anybody, right? And I get it, because I'm usually not that outgoing either. But at least if they can hear that other women went through it, survived it, and came out on top, it'll give you that hope, that light. And so I'm gonna pass the mic. You guys heard enough from me. And let Prima tell you a little bit about herself and what she experienced.
Light and love, light and love, love bugs. So I am Prima. I am. Prima is divine love. That is what I embody in all things that I do, whether that's spreading light or spreading a little tough love, because we all think love is just roses, right? But I come from a different perspective after, as she said, we didn't all, or most, have been through some traumatizing past. We gotta have some tough love, primarily tough love with ourselves. I was in a domestic violent relationship, and I saw the signs, you know, those first 2 years where they're like putting all the glitter on it and got us like, oh, we got the best one in the world.
Yes, man.
But we
that
see
love
those
bottle.
Little signs. Man, what you say? And then we see those signs and we keep pushing them under the rug, or we work harder. Well, they do less and less and less, and we keep working harder and harder and harder. And then when it blows up, we are left to pick up some very heavy pieces while
yes,
they just
ma'am.
Move on and make us look like we are absolutely batshit crazy.
Yep, that seems to be the formula.
I have come across so many people that, gosh, we some of us don't recover from it. And the reason she mentioned trauma bonding is because I hadn't really been sharing that particular story because I didn't want to trauma bond. I hear women fall into that hole of men ain't-ish and I don't need a man, and I'm not going to sing that song, neither one of them.
That's right.
We
That's
pick
right.
people, unfortunately, that we are vibrating on the same frequency with. The thing is, Most High has already given us so much light to where we see darkness, but for some reason, us loving, nurturing beings feel like we're supposed to try to fill all the darkness with our light. We cannot. We cannot. Every battle is not ours, and when we see flags, remove yourself, ladies, because it usually doesn't get better. And that was a hard truth for me. They'll make you feel bad for not feeling bad when you want to walk away. We have some tough love in us. We parents, most of us.
Yes. Yes.
So we give tough love. They're no different. Most of these individuals, be it men or women, that want to put their hands on us or talk to us crazy, they look little kids trapped in that space. We don't have to raise them. We can move on. Ain't no light for them. I mean, it probably sounds rude, but ain't no light for them. We smarter than them. So I talked to Jewel, and I've been talking to other women. Y'all, they out here running the same script all over the world.
Yes. Yes.
We smarter than them. So we got to stop falling for the same script all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's true.
We got to trust ourselves.
I wanted to
What
ask
you say,
you,
Jewel?
I said I wanted to ask you, when you, when you mentioned trusting ourselves, as in using our intuition, when we see these red flags that occur early on in relationships, I know I share with you personally that I had some red flags in one of my prior relationships where they would kind of rage out and throw things. And it shocked me at first, but definitely red flag. And I think, you know, when you start to give people an inch, what happens is over time they'll take a mile and kind of devalue you because you're not showing that you love yourself. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I totally agree with that. People will unconsciously, they just will treat you how you treat yourself. So if you're not respecting yourself and you don't have any boundaries, they're not either. And they also treat you how they feel about themselves. So if they don't want to work out, or their diet is crap, or they're not striving to be more individually, you can't expect them to pour more into you than they're pouring into themselves. Because my ex asked me, he asked me, because my business has started to thrive and his was going backwards, and he asked me, how can you be happy when I'm not happy? Ooh. And me being me, I slipped and spoke too fast, and I said, that's not my job.
Exactly.
And you know, on those memes, when it say the moment you know you effed up, it was that moment. One of.
Don't you wish
because,
you could get, you know, like a screenshot
in
real life of your face,
hey.
Like, oh, I done effed up by entertaining
right.
this nonsense. I shouldn't even have responded.
The energy changed so fast, and
yeah,
it was rocking and rolling from there. And even though my response was not wrong, I spent quite some time trying to fix that response, like dumb it down.
Yep.
And you know, and in that, you lose pieces of yourself. It, you know, sometimes, yeah, it's love. It's love in some cases, but in some cases, it's not even that, ladies. Please stop playing with yourself. As I had to. Sometimes it's just having a familiar body around or having somebody around, you know, going to fix some things if you need some things fixed.
Yes.
Having somebody around
yes.
and got a little clout.
Yes.
This all falls back to self-love.
Yep.
Self.
You are so right.
Once you learn to lean into that, it changes, and it changes fast. And just know you can't go back, because when you do, I feel like every round after that is a little bit harder. Those hits become a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So
I have to
grace.
Agree.
Yeah, have grace with yourself and move on. Like, let go, walk away. I hear ladies saying they need closure. When he popped you upside your head, that was closure. When that energy from that other woman created that little BV situation, that should have been some closure.
Amen. Amen. You hit it right on,
stop
the,
reaching.
On the head.
You reach, man, what you say? They hard lessons, but they are lessons. And people say knowledge is power. It is not. Applied knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And gentlemen, you all here too.
Yes.
Applied knowledge is power.
Yes.
It's a lot of
what
smart
gonna
people
do with
here.
It?
That part. That part. So, yes, I'm here to hear the stories and hold the space for you to tap into yourself and fix yourself, because you can.
Yes. Yes. We cannot expect someone else to fix what's broken within ourselves. We have to put in that work. There's no cheat sheet. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for, is someone else to make it feel better and to make it right and to make them happy, as you said. That's not anyone else's job. You really need to do the work. There's no way around it.
You keep me the same person in a different body.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into your past relationship that was a little toxic. And I'll try not to touch on any hot points too long. But I wanted to kind of share with my listeners at what juncture did you realize that there may be something wrong with this individual, that this individual is on the verge of taking your life?
When I woke up, And he was asleep after he had just put his hands on me.
Yeah, that could do it. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, you know, he's real comfortable. You didn't lay me out and you sleep under the same roof as me. Oh, okay. Another side will either come about or you are going to just cower, gosh, and be in that same situation. But a side of me surfaced that, gosh, after I sit and thought about, bothered me, you know, because you do. Energy is contagious, and negative energy is really contagious. So when you find yourself feeling the same hate and rage as what you're trying to exit, that's a problem. That's a problem. Your mental state has shifted for the worse. So no, I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to hear anything. I just wanted to be free. I felt very much close in that moment. I needed to be free. There was no negotiation. There was nothing he could say to me that would make me, from looking where I was looking, the cage that I was in, the door was open.
Yes.
I would have been an absolute fool to stay there and let him close the door again. And most women, that's where they reside. That's where they stay. That's where they die.
That is such a powerful analogy, and I could definitely see where I got out that cage right on time, and I can relate to it. I think it's so deep that you gave that picture, because many of us, you know, we don't envision ourselves even being placed in a cage, never mind. But over time, these narcissists, because of whatever childhood wounds that they have and fears of abandonment, they proceed to try to entrap you. Whether it's with children, toxic behavior, toxic words, the goal is still entrapment. And over time, a woman or male, because they too can experience the same kind of domestic abuse, can feel like they don't have an outlet because they're so deep ensnared in the situation. Whether they initially got in for the aesthetics of looking like you have you're married with 2.5 kids and you got the house and you got the car, whatever it is, you know, it's taboo to, you know, go and tell your friends that I need serious help. I need to get out. It's a cage. And like you said, I've heard many women that did not make it out. And it's a blessing that you did, that I did. Let me ask you another question, if you don't mind. When this gentleman, and I use that term loosely because it doesn't sound like he was gentle at all, placed his hands on you that first time, Where did your mind take you at that very second? I mean, were you in a state of denial, shock, a combination thereof, confusion? I'm curious to know that at that particular time, when it hits you without a doubt, you're in a situation that you did not anticipate would escalate to this level. Did you think about the red flags then that led there? What went through your mind?
I knew better. Mm-hmm. My very first thought is, oh, he a bitch. Excuse my language. Because there were signs that he may be on the bisexual side. So him striking me.
The down low.
Was, oh yeah. Oh yeah. So him striking me. That's exactly what I'm in my mind. I'm not weak. To my circle, I'm not weak. They even said, oh my God, of all of us, we would have never expected you to be in that situation.
Yeah, I got that too. I got that
so
too.
So I'm really like, oh my God, I can't tell my dad that I'm letting some hit me?
Oh.
No. What? I surely can't tell my children. They watch me like a hawk. But you know what? I keep it very honest with my children. And when I exit, I told them, and my son said, and where are you? Because all he wanted to hear is I had left.
Yeah.
So some women, they make all these excuses about why they can't leave. Man, put that in your pocket. Because your kids is looking at you, getting knocked upside your head.
Exactly.
And you know what they gonna do when they get older? Think, he loved me because he's slapping the hell out of me. Absolutely.
Sure, and
that, if anything, that was a fear of mine.
Yes.
That was a fear of mine.
Yes.
Because I've seen it as a kid.
I had it too.
So, okay. But mine? No. Hell no. Nope.
Yes.
Somebody got to do something to make a change. Even if it's
that's
a small one. I didn't know everything about parenthood, but what I did know is there was going to be some things and some patterns that they would not be exposed to. I wasn't having it.
Yes.
So if you can't do it for them, if you can't do it for yourself, if you can't do it for God yet, do it for your kids.
Yes. Yes, I can't emphasize that enough because that's where I, believe it or not, I found my strength in my love for my kids. It was so, I loved them at the time more than I loved myself.
Right.
And I remember just looking at my child because my situation, thank God I left before it got to, real physicalities. This person threw coffee on me, and that was the last straw for me. I said, because after that, then we don't have nothing left. You lost respect. Your hands are going to come flying next. So let me just exit now before I'm on a milk carton or something and trying to explain, like, yeah, well, you know, he threw the coffee. What you thought was going to happen after that? He already showed you. He ain't got no respect for you. And I remember I turned to my kids because I have three of them, and I grabbed my kids in three bags and got up on a plane and left that same day. And I spoke to my oldest son. He must have been around 9 or 10 at the time. And I said, son, I'm going to tell you the truth. There's repercussions for your actions. And if you touch a woman, you throw something at a woman, be prepared for those repercussions. We're not coming back. And it was a tough conversation to have, but I wanted him to know in that moment how serious this is as a learning lesson. Because I didn't want to ever hear that he did something like this to another woman. And I could have had that time with him to teach him better when he first heard of it. And so I used that time wisely. And I don't regret it. I don't.
my son is very, you know, now he's much older, and he's a lot more empathetic to women who he even thinks are being abused because of the actions that I took and understand the repercussions. And I'm proud that I've instilled that in him, where he feels, no, he need to speak up and defend a woman that's being taken advantage of. And that's, like you said, that's how you break that generational abuse. Otherwise, it'll continue and transcend to the next generation where they think it's okay.
Yes.
But I think that was so key that you mentioned that. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and it's okay if you don't feel comfortable sharing on the podcast. We could talk offline. Totally up to you. But I know I wanted to ask you, did you suspect that he had outside support from any kind of religious group or a cult?
He was well known. I can say that much. He was well known.
Okay.
So I surely wasn't, because people be so quick to say, call the police.
That's what they don't understand.
they give the best advice for situations that they've never been in.
No, and they don't understand that with certain groups, they're so widespread within law enforcement, within your everyday occurrences, that you may be bringing more attention to yourself to being harassed than to being helped.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But sister,
I want to, because women, they grasp the wrong things going on to themselves. Even if people are well known, because I've always had kind of an unorthodox perspective on some things. Ladies and gentlemen, one fun fact in life is we are going to perish one day. Please don't let the thought of that from the hands of another human being be your reason for not doing what you know is best.
Amen.
Take a chance. Because most times, most are waiting on you
to make that move.
You have to make a move. You have to make a move. And I'll leave it at that.
You are so right. Sis, you touched on something that I don't think I've ever touched on in this podcast. And that was that suspicion you dropped of being on the down low. I almost curtailed around it. I mean, it made me giggle a little bit. And I wanted to ask you, because I got my story, but I wanted to ask you, what made you suspect that person was on the down low?
They're just certain body gestures. I mean, this was our first date when we went out. And we had been drinking, and we out on a parking lot, just, you know, just hanging out, kicking it. Like, it appeared very natural, the flow of everything. But they are very calculated, so it was natural on my part. But
yes.
He did get a little comfortable, and he kind of snapped his neck a certain way to where I had told my partner, like, I think he may have some tendencies, and, you know, it bothered me. So the next day, I did ask, and he said no. Throughout the growth of our relationship.
Well, I respect you for asking.
Oh, I look, okay, you know, people, live your lives, but please give the adjoining party enough information to make an informed decision. Everybody don't want to deal with all that. There is some people that do, but please, let us choose. Let us choose.
I can't emphasize that enough, because there's this false notion that because we want to know the situation that you could potentially be placing us in jeopardizing our health,
that part.
Somehow that gets confused with being anti gay support. No, I have no problem with, you know, whatever people do, but, you know, as consenting adults, that's between you, your bed, and God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. But when you bring it to my bed, and when you bring it to my health, and when you affected my faith, now, Houston, we have a problem. And I find that this is probably more rampant than people think it is, simply because, and I don't want to go too deep into it because I want to stay on track with you, but it's happening more often than people think, largely because it's part of an initiation practice with certain individuals to show their loyalty to these groups and cults. And so it's happening. And unfortunately, the spouses, for one, don't know about it. Two, did not agree to be in this kind of third, fourth, fifth party situation. And then, God forbid, if people get sick, you know, if you don't see your way out of that situation, that could be your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is another reason why I'm very much open with what's going on out here on these streets. Because, you know, as people are key-keying and think, oh, it's no big deal, you know, my friend just joined this group and da-da-da-da-da, and they're going to be well-known and they're going to be popular. What else are they doing back there? You need to know that, because that's going to affect you one way or the other. And that clout for popularity, trust me, when you're in the hospital, you ain't going to be worried about all that clout. Auntie Jewel's going to tell you what's real and what's not. Your health is real. Loving yourself enough to let someone go who doesn't love you enough to let you know what they're getting into is what the problem is. But anyway, not going to delve too deep into that, but I thought it was a perfect opportunity to let some young people know what's happening out here right under their noses that they may not be privy to.
How they out them. Here thugging and everything. Look, we all know. I'm gonna keep it PG, but they out here, y'all. They out here.
and don't think, because I laugh, I chuckle, because I remember in my youth, I used to be like, girl, I would know. No, you won't. No, you won't. But what they signing up for right now, you ain't gonna know, because they ain't gonna tell you. Okay? When they signing, you know, doing all that stuff in blood and, you know, trying to chase these, the greed and clout, they ain't going to tell you. And if they do tell you, then kudos to you, but I'm sure you're probably on the other side doing the same thing, which is also risky to your health, but that's not my business. As long as you two consenting adults agreeing to that, that risk you guys want to take?
Hey, do you, player?
You ain't going to hear no quarrel from me. I'm like, you know. Y'all both in it for the risk? Hey, do it. But if one person goes out there and decide, hey, I'm going to join this sex party or whatever it is, group or cult, and I'm going to do all this craziness. Then I'm going to come back home and put on a show and say, oh, it's a good thing my bed ain't defiled, honey. Oh, it's more than defiled. If it ran through, crushed, and I don't even want to know what else happened to it. But needless to say, guys, this is your life.
It's a war on y'all, too. Oh, I mean.
Yes. This is your life.
Unfortunate. But like I told her earlier, we are not mighty divided.
No.
So please make better decisions.
Yes. Yes.
And I pray for all of our listeners to make wise decisions. Right?
Yeah.
I know she said to me something profound earlier when she says, you know, we're all on our own journey. And as we're going through our own journeys, you know, we're being a reflection to others of how beautiful they are, how much they're sinning. Whatever it is that you're into, you're seeing a reflection of yourself, right? You're not really angry at
that person of light, but you're angry at the reflection
you're seeing from that light, that healer. And the reason why I wanted to emphasize this, because it was so profound when we were talking about it, is that sometimes you may come across someone and they meet you with nothing but rage and hatred, and you didn't do nothing to this person. You don't know this person from a can of paint. And you may have one of those moments where I think you said it earlier, when you was like, that moment where you said, this is where I fucked up. Excuse my French, y'all, because I don't think you You may have one of those moments where you're like, oh, you just got me on the right day with all that crazy talk. And, you look back and you're like, I shouldn't even have entertained that. That person, they so far off track spiritually, mentally, they took me 10 steps back just entertaining their foolishness. You got to pull the brakes and say, no, we're not even entertaining this. Your anger is a reflection of the decisions you chose. And you're looking at me wondering why I didn't make those decisions that you made. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay? You should have been wiser when you've heard sisters like Prima, when you heard me on this podcast, giving you these nuggets, this wisdom for you to take with you. God gives you these people of light throughout your journey to learn from, not to be jealous of or envious of or wanting to destroy and hurt, but to pull light and bring it forward. Because light recognizes light, right? Just like energy recognizes energy, and I recognized it right away in this sister. I said, I want to promote you because I'm just in awe over where you've gone, where you came from, and where you're going, sis. I love it. And real recognizes real. So I'm honored to have this sister. I'm honored. And dimming her light is not an option. Not an option. Anybody thinking about it, you comment on this podcast, you try to dim her light, my light, you're deleted. I'm just throwing it out there, right? Whoever want to catch it. That's not what we do here. Okay? We're here to encourage you guys.
We love.
That's right. We're coming with all love. We want to encourage you guys to make wise decisions based on real life experiences. You know how vulnerable you have to be to come on here and tell your story, knowing that even the person who attacked you is probably going to be even more pissed off with you for telling the truth. It takes courage. It takes, tenacity to do it, get through it, and then be a light for someone else. I mean, that to me is mastering life here on earth. Right? It's one thing for you to heal in private. But when you are bold enough to tell your story to the world and say, listen, sis, learn from this. Don't do what I did. See the red flags. Know when to jump ship
turn left, go right. This is mastering life. Because it's not just about us. It's not just about me figuring it out. It's not just about Sister Prima figuring it out. But then for us to take that knowledge, like she said, what you doing with it? Well, I'm turning it around and I'm passing the torch to the next sister and saying, look, this is what happened to me. I made a few turns. I got out just in time. This is what happened to her. She came left down this alley. She got out right in time. We met up. We got two torches, sis. Turn it into four and help some other sister right behind us. That's why we're here. I can't emphasize how proud I am of this sister. I don't think I mentioned that you are an entrepreneur, and I want you to talk a little bit about your business and this whole wellness that you're giving back to the community.
Yes, so Love the Center, that is my little piece of heaven on earth here. It is your safe space for self-care, located here in Jackson, and it's literally that, your self-care safe space. We do guided meditations here. I hold journaling sessions. If you just need to come here and just sit still, we can do that. I'll be having yoga sessions here in the near future. Sound bowl therapy. Gosh, yes. Vibrations. Everything is about vibrations. And again, I'm extending all love. I built this space for me. And then I said, let's not be stingy. So I'm extending it to my community that I'm building. And I call y'all my love bugs because I don't want y'all to think about nothing else as you move forward. Like you said, it takes courage to make any of these moves and these changes and navigate the uncharted waters. And I'm here to help you with that. I'm here to hold space with you while you tap into your light. I do have candles here to help you get into that space. I have soap here to help you get into this space. I have bath soaps here to help you get into this space. These are natural modalities and remedies to help you tap into your you. Everything ain't about getting your nails done and having weed down your back, ladies. No pun intended. You know, just sit and just sit with yourself. It's really hard for some people. It sounds cool, like just sitting there. I'm not talking about sitting and binging on Netflix. I'm talking about really sitting with yourself and hearing those thoughts in your head and realize that that's you talking and listening.
Yeah.
So what do you stand to yourself? That's what Love Center is for. For you to tap into yourself so you can hear yourself and heal yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful. And so are you a vegan?
I'm a vegetarian.
Vegetarian, okay.
I'm going on almost a month with no cheese. I'll be dibbling and dabbling. Yeah, I'll be playing with my life. Because your body talks to you, honey. When I do play with the cheese, I pay for it. So I'm almost a month, no cheese. However, I am still playing with the eggs. But as far as no meat, I'm a few years in, no meat. And I love
kudos
it.
Kudos to you.
It wasn't a, thank you. It wasn't a religious thing. It was more so it started with a listen to your body type thing. Just to try some stuff, and then I noticed some positive changes and I just kind of rolled with it, and the longer I went, the more grateful I was to myself for taking that ride. So I just ain't looked back.
Wow, that is amazing. And I'm trying to get there, sis. That's why I'm taking notes from you. I hear you with what you're saying about how your body talks to you. And I noticed that when I do fast, and cut out meat. Well, I cut out everything, but I definitely see how my body responds. And it's I do acknowledge that my body needs healing time on a regular basis. And then I don't know if you heard about the recent KFC commercial where they dipping this guy in some gravy during some ritual they having, and he come out as a chicken tender.
What?
I said, Lord,
no. I don't watch much TV, but
they don't. Okay. They already putting it in our face that they running out of chicken. So what you think we gonna be eating? Yeah, I think now is a good time to start letting the meat go at least faster.
I will say that, you know, the more it's been coming forward, the more I'm like, okay, I couldn't have made that choice at a better time.
Yeah.
You won't hear me talk about it much because I have friends and family that they've been eating meat for, you know, but they work out. They, it's, listen to your body, like you said. I listen to my body and this works for me. They listen to their body and that works for them. However, I am an active person. That you will hear me speak on a lot. Movement is key. Move your body. So even if you are going to eat whatever you want to eat, because that's what I hear down here in the South. Move your body. Get up and walk and move your body. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, because I think some people are under the pretense that if you become a vegetarian or a vegan, that you won't gain weight simply because you're following, you know, that diet. But contrary to belief, you still got to move.
So, yes. Yes. Okay, I have a sister friend that she's a full-figured woman, and let me tell you, her endurance, and she eats meat, her endurance and her flexibility is admirable. I absolutely love, because that's strength, and she pushes herself, and she runs circles around me, and I just love it.
Yes.
I love it because it. Go ahead.
No. Finish your thoughts, sis.
I was just going to say, I love it because it actually complements what you just said. It's not a weight thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a weight thing at all. I'm small just because I got good genes. I'll probably never be big, but that's because that's just in my DNA right now.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to happen later, but, you know.
That's what I was going to add to in saying is that there's this idea that they've given us, you know, through, you know, the medical industry, that if you're not a certain weight, you're not healthy or whatever the case may be. And I find that I'm not making, I want to be careful in how I say this because I don't want, you know, everyone that's overweight to be like, Auntie Jewel told me that it's fine. No, what I'm saying is that you'd be surprised that there's people, especially in our community, because I find that we carry weight differently, for one. A lot of women that I know, they carry a lot of weight in their hips and their behinds, and not so much as much in their stomach area, which can be really problematic if you carry a lot of weight there. But I know for me, I'm a hippie woman. And when I go to the doctor, they're like, oh my goodness, everything is great. You're healthy. I mean, they say it with such shock because, like I said, sometimes when you carry a little bit more weight, you have more, in your trunk and stuff going on. You know, I'm also, big chested as well. When it calculates on the scale for a lot of them, it's like, oh, they're expecting high blood pressure and high cholesterol and all these things. But like you said, it really has a lot to do with your DNA and your genetics and how you're built. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you're not 5'5", 125 pounds, you're not healthy.
And I just want, because we have some Amazons in our community that they're healthy. They're healthy. It's just their genetics. They're tall. They carry it in a different way. And sometimes it's water weight, whatever it is. But I just want to emphasize that because I know sometimes we can get programmed to thinking we have to look a certain way to be healthy. And I don't think that's the case.
It starts with the mind. You are absolutely correct. It's mental first.
Yes.
Mental first.
Yes.
And they got all those statistics out of a book. We are not book beings.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the thing.
You can't put us all in one box.
We're coming all out one ear and out the other one. Yeah, lovely. Lovely shape of light.
Yes. Yes. And you know, like you said, it really, a lot of it starts in the mind. And if you can try to get grounded outside, meditate, and listen to your body, ask the Most High God for healing wherever you feel, you need to be healed. These are natural ways, to improve your outer shell, so that it can function in the best way it needs to function. And that's another key, ladies and gentlemen. We want our bodies to function the best way, not necessarily aesthetically, to look the best way and put all kinds of injections and stuff to appease other people's sight. The goal is still to be healthy and to have our natural bodies function to the best of its ability.
Right.
In order for us to live longer. Right? I'm not saying anything that you guys probably don't know and should be applying that knowledge naturally. You know, I know sometimes people are like, well, who is she to tell me if I want butt injection? You can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you that if you want to live long, the best route would be keeping your body natural as long as possible and listening to it. And getting grounded and one with the Most High God. That's the truth. And it may come across as tough love, what I'm saying, but it's all love. It is what it is. I want to thank you so much for coming onto this podcast. I think you are just a wealth of knowledge. And for you to even share your story for the first time here means so much to me. As my audience is growing, I have 22,000 followers on LinkedIn and 15,000 on the ministry's Facebook page. I just got on to TikTok, so I'm trying to figure it out. I'm testing out my waters, but we do have quite a few followers that follow the podcast, and I just give kudos to you for sharing your story. It's really brave of you, and I'm thankful that you chose to do it here.
Thank you. So again, I'm Prima, and y'all, I own Love Center. I am on Facebook. Prima Lee is me, and Love Center is my page. I'm on TikTok, and Instagram is Presently Prima, Presently Love, because you are what you answer to. So love, y'all. Only respond to love.
Yes. I want to give some quick shout-outs to some individuals that commented on the last podcast. You know, as we grow, you know, the comments are expanding, and I appreciate that. I think at some point I may have to slow down if it's too many comments, but right now we're in the gray zone, and so I want all my supporters to know that I'm watching, and I am very much appreciative of you taking the time out to comment on the shows and share your thoughts. So I'm going to start with Cynthia, who has been a guest on the podcast. She commented, "You knocked it out of the park, my young, beautiful, anointed queen. I've missed touch with you, but you answered tonight. A beautiful podcast, my friend. Pray for them anyway.
Pray that one day they hear the greatest words ever written. Praise God, Cynthia. I totally agree with you. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you for coming on the podcast and continuing to support it with your beautiful words. The next person is Regine Agabar that said, thanks for sharing, Jewel. Well, you're welcome, Regine. I hope you listen to this podcast and feel the same way. Omar, I want to thank you for reposting the podcast to your page and sharing it with your network. I did notice that. I want to give you a shout out for that. Amber Sharir said, thoughtful podcast. Thanks, Jewel. You're welcome, Amber. Wasim Aslam said, definitely worth listening to. Wow. Okay. Thank you for the promotion and letting your network know that this is some good inspirational material. Mayank Puri said, thanks for sharing. You're absolutely welcome, Mayank. Vipin Tiwari, I hope I pronounced that right. We have quite a diverse audience listening to the podcast, and I know how important it is for me to get your names stated right. I want you to get the proper recognition. He stated, helpful insight, Jewel. Well, you're absolutely welcome. I'm glad you found insight in that podcast. And finally, we have two more comments. Muhammad Usman said, insightful reflections on sharing experiences to empower and inspire. Wishing you success in awakening the sleeping beauties. Thank you, Muhammad. I appreciate that feedback. We're still working on waking some of these people up. Those of you who did not listen to the last podcast we had, it was a really good one entitled Applying That Pressure Once the Student Becomes the Teacher. So definitely check that out. That's what he's referring to. And last but not least is from our most avid follower. Those of you know Brother Thomas is always commenting and keeping up with the podcast. We appreciate you, Brother Thomas, so much. He said, you were so amazing, focused and strong-voiced as well, and strong-willed that nothing the devil throws at you will harm, not even a hair on your head, because God walks before you and he walks beside you and he always has your back. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Thomas. Thank you so much. And I look forward to you guys leaving some positive feedback about this sister during the next podcast so I can give you guys a shout out. And hopefully we can have her back on. And as she continues to grow in her journey, she shares more stories about her business and her business ventures and all of the things she's doing. We definitely like to keep up with our guests. So I want to thank you again, Prima, for coming on and being as transparent
thank
as you possibly could be. Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
And so for those of you tuning in again, I am very much humbled that you guys are growing at the speed you guys are growing, and I think it has something to do with just the transparency of it all and walking in my truth, light, and imperfections. And I appreciate you guys embracing all of that as I share with you my journey and the journey of my guest. Please support her business. I will try to put a link on the post where I put up the podcast so you guys can reach out and support her as well. Okay, so
yes,
thank you.
I want to be a love bug. It's fun over here.
Yes. That is her token on her page where she, you know, reaches out to her audience and refers to them as love bugs. I'm honored to be one of her love bugs, and I'm sure you will too. So definitely connect with her on social media. Again, it was a pleasure having you, Prima, and I hope we can do this again sometime soon. Until then, I want to wish all of you guys a great night
And bye for now.
Indeed. Steer your ship, love bugs. Night.